first of all, I appreciate everything Alan did for us last year, this organization, last couple of seasons, obviously. You know, it's a situation where we feel real comfortable. I feel real comfortable with some of the young guys on our roster, and to make the move now, and obviously it worked out that we were able to get something for Alan to do it now, early. It allows him to be established, and then allows our younger players to grow a little bit.
It seemed even if he wasn't going to start, he could fill that role as the swing guard back. Why wasn't that something you wanted?
Well, again, it allows our younger players. I mean, Dylan Gordon's right there. You know, he's a guy that can big V, a chance to work the tackle spot in there a little bit more. And just felt, again, best interest of not only for Alan but for our team moving forward. This was the time to do it.
Are there any limitations on Jordan? Do they he was pretty healthy.
Yeah, none. He had a great practice. He was full go.
Is that Matthews or Vicks?
Yeah, you're thinking of Matthews, right? Yeah, Matthews.
Dug in with the release of Marcus Smith, just how I know he went from your place, just how disappointing when you have a first-round pick to just pan out with that.
Well, you know, obviously you want all your draft picks, you know, hopefully to make your squad. But, again, it's, you know, every case is different. Again, we're very pleased, very happy with some of the performances of our younger players. And again, it's a great opportunity for Marcus now to get in with the camp and get picked up and continue his career.
I know you talked earlier when we just got looking forward to this day and get everybody in camp.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. I started this morning, obviously, with our little physical conditioning test. Guys really knocked it out and did a great job. Very spirited out here today. And it's something that, I kept talking to the team about throughout OTAs and this day is finally here, and we're all excited.
Doug, how do X's and O's change offensively with the additions you made?
You talking about with
X's and O's change? Expand the offense?
No. We took what we worked and did well last year. That was part of our scheme evaluation as coaches this offseason, and take what we did best and make it better, and let our guys get one more rep at it. I think that's the way you get better as an offense and a defense is just keep repping our stuff over and over, and that's what we've done.
So do you feel you have more versatility in some of the places you can put some of these talented players, Darren Schools and Burton lining up over the place, and Pinnell lining up around the formation also?
You know, having a year under our belt, knowing what our guys can do, and now them knowing our system, it does give us some, position versatility with some of our players. And that's the fun thing about year two with our guys is being able to move them around in different spots and seeing what they can do, especially some of our runners who can be wide receivers. You know, again, you saw Byron Marshall, who was out here today working as a receiver, and Donnell Pumphrey and Sproles is out there, and so it's a chance to see our versatility at that position as receivers.
Doug, as a follow-up to that, last year, obviously, you're going into the season with Sam as the starter. How much was the offense catered towards him last year as opposed to, like, this year, you have the full offseason knowing Parsons going to be the guy?
You know what? It actually wasn't catered necessarily to Sam. I mean, it's... We're running the exact same plays that we did with Sam when he was here last year that we're running with Carson and Nick. So there really wasn't much of a change, between the two quarterbacks.
Doug, Frank was effusive in his praise yesterday for Greg Ward. What have you seen from him? Have you been pleasantly surprised by how well he's played?
Yeah, Greg's been one of the young players that is kind of, right now he's caught our attention he's done it. He's a smart kid, number one former quarterback, so obviously he knows what he's doing, and just excited now. I think in these next couple of days we start getting the pads on too, just to see where he is from a physical standpoint as well. And then as we increase the volume of information and guys get tired and things like that, see where he is mentally. But right now, pleased with his performance and what he's done.
Doug, out there we saw a nice catch from Alshon on the sideline there.
Carson has talked about his catch ratings. Is there something to Carson doesn't have to exactly think he has to be perfect about where he places the ball on the
match? Yeah, and that's a good comfort for a quarterback to have. You don't have to necessarily be pinpoint accurate down the field when you have guys that can leap and high point balls, and Alshon can do that. Did a great job today with the one, and You know, we talk about all the time, you know, you just have to read the technique of the corner, too. You know, if you got a chance to throw it down the field where our guy can go get it, we do. A guy like Alshon, you can really throw it right on top of his head, and he can go get it. And then we got to continue working that back shoulder throw. So there's really three types of throws that we can work. That just so happened to be one of those, throw it on top of his head and allow him to make the play.
Is Jordan Matthews out of the woods with his knee, or is it something you guys are, you know, having to monitor?
Well, yeah, with any injury, we're going to monitor, you know. But it's full go with him, and so we'll go forward with that.
Did Munt show up at the weight and in the shape you want him to show up at?
You know what? I'm not going to get into player weights and discuss that in public.
Doug, as far as you go, year two, do you feel more comfortable to put sort of your imprint on the defense, special teams, take a bigger role to make sure that's exactly what you want?
Yeah, you know, obviously, I trust Schwartz and Dave Phipp. Obviously, they do a tremendous job. They've obviously, Jim's called a ton of defenses in the National Football League, and you know, my role this year will expand to the standpoint of just kind of diving in a little bit more to the understanding of how we're attacking offenses, game plan specific stuff on defense and on special teams.
Is the plan with Siamalu to have him exclusively at left guard, or do you want him to take snaps like you did in the spring?
We'll rotate him in there at center. I think it's important that again, he's another one, you know, position versatility, guard center. So we'll rotate him in there.
At certain points last year, you talked about how you and Carson would go back and forth and found out things that he really likes in offense. Was there even more of that in the offseason, and you go in this year really knowing him a lot better and what maybe he's good at and likes?
And that's the reason for the 16 games last year for him. I think that's the beauty of it for both of us, is to go back and I can get that feedback from Carson and understand what he does like, what he doesn't like, and help our offense get better. You know, I think that's one thing as coaches we have to. This is the time to really listen and expand, whether it be a technique or a route that our players really like, and so. Listening to our guys, now is the time in camp to kind of fine tune that and maybe experiment a little bit with some of that stuff and see if it's going to be something we can continue on into the season.
How impressed have you been with the work level of Carson off the field? How much film he watches? How much time he spends in the building doing those 10?
Yeah, you know, it is a little hard though in the off season when they can't be in our building studying that film, but you know, with technology and iPads and things of that nature, even through OTAs, you know, he's in here, he's constantly learning, studying, wants to get better. I mean, that's, can't ask for anything more, you know. He's definitely putting in the work and putting in the time, and it's paying off even with the guys he's working with, because they're responding to his work ethic as well.
Going back to late last year, after the losses to Green Bay, Seattle, Cincinnati, and Washington, it seemed like it was a critical juncture for you as a coach, and important that that team finished strong, which they did. They played well against Baltimore, and then the two wins. I mean, was that important for this team going forward as far as carryover?
I think so. I look back on the end of the season and how well our guys played. They battled to the end. It gave me the confidence that I knew going forward that they believed in me. They believed in what I was talking. I wasn't, you know, they can see through the BS. Players can see through that. I mean, it's just, I'm open, I'm honest, I'm up front with the guys, and you speak from your heart sometimes, and they take it to heart, and that's what they did at the end of the season, and it's great because now we can look back and we can learn from those experiences, and going forward, we can, you know, hopefully finish those games and come out on top of most of those defeats. Okay, thanks, guys.